We're happy to be joined by Drew Davidson, especially on short notice. Drew, we appreciate it. He's of the Fort Worth Telegram out in Texas. Drew, what's the vibe about the Tony Romo? Now, I guess that should be the first question, Drew. Did Tony Romo retire today, or did he step away from football?
I think he stepped away from football. Certainly the Cowboys officially released him, so he is technically a free agent, but of course he's announced that he will be joining CBS as their lead analyst alongside Jim Nantz. So I think it's pretty much a permanent thing. I mean, this is a guy who has a third kid on the way. He's made more than $100 million. I mean, he's set financially. And quite frankly, I mean, no one knows if he can withstand a full football season. He's broken bones three of the last five games behind what's widely considered the best offensive line. So I don't see him coming back. I think officially, to be correct, I think stepped away, walking away. It's probably more accurate than retired, but I don't see him playing football again.
So if we did play Fantasyland, then, Drew, what scenario could you possibly even envision that would get him back on the field?
I mean, if Dak Prescott has a season-ending injury and the Cowboys, you know, really persuade him and pursue him, but even then, I don't know if, you know, I mean, I think Tony's probably at a point where the number one analyst job doesn't come up very often, and clearly Troy Aikman's not, you know, going to leave Fox Sports anytime soon. So it's certainly hard, you know, to think, you know, this opportunity would arise. But I think that's the only scenario. And even then, I think it's more likely than not he stays in the broadcast booth.
You know, do you have any knowledge or any perspective or any opinion on how Tony's going to do in the booth? Because I'm not quite sure. I don't see anything in his personality or the way that he talks that says he's going to be outgoing and compelling and have any energy. What do you think?
Well, I think he's a very smart football mind. I think he's a very analytical football mind. I think he clearly knows the sport as well as anyone. But with that being said, I'm kind of with you. And I started covering the team in 2014, so I didn't really see Romo how he was as an undrafted free agent. You know, he was already a celebrity, so to speak, when I got on the beat, and very, you know, kind of the PC, stereotypical, cliche-type answers you'd expect every time we talk with him. But with that being said, a lot of people, you know, compare him kind of to Troy Aikman, and Troy Aikman was very similar in terms of how he handled press conferences and things like that. And, you know, he's turned out to be a very good football analyst, in my opinion. So I think Tony has a chance to become very good, but, you know, I think, you know, this is, you know, I think CBS, it's kind of a roll of the dice, just, you know, kind of how people view Romo's career. It's either great or awful, depending where you fall on the spectrum. And I think his broadcasting career has a chance to be very polarizing as well.
Drew Davidson of the Star Telegram with us here on the Lowdown. Drew, did or how much did Jerry Jones have any influence on what ultimately happened with Tony Romo today?
Jerry's known, you know, kind of all along. He's him and Tony Romo are very close. He understood the situation, and Tony held no animosity toward Jerry for kind of holding him, quote unquote, hostage during this free agency period. It kind of gave Tony some time to reflect back and really figure out what he wanted to do with the next step in his career. And clearly broadcasting and CBS made him too good of an offer compared to, you know, maybe going to chase the Super Bowl with the Broncos or the Texans or, you know, reworking a deal and being the Cowboys' backup quarterback. So, I mean, he's going from one spotlight to the next. I mean, being the lead number one NFL analyst, high-profile job, just like quarterbacking the Cowboys.
You know, Drew, something else we debated earlier on the show about him was his Hall of Fame credentials. Do you think of him as a Hall of Fame quarterback?
No, I don't see him as a Hall of Fame quarterback, and that's certainly not a knock on Tony in terms of stats. I thought he was a great quarterback. and certainly exceeded expectations, especially for an undrafted free agent. But, you know, when you look at the playoff wins, they just simply weren't there. I mean, he never got to the Super Bowl, never got to an NFC Championship game. And I think you also look, and his best season was 2014. The Cowboys kind of took the ball out of his hands and put him into DeMarco Murray. So, again, and we're talking about the Hall of Fame. I'm not, you know, those are kind of the nitpick knocks that I think put Tony Romo just a couple notches below the Hall of Fame. But certainly a quarterback, you know, one of the greats in Cowboys history. Clearly not Aikman or Staubach level, but certainly not far behind them.
Hey, what's the situation with the backups there now? Because I remember everyone was talking, hey, Tony Romo would be the best, you know, emergency backup situation. You keep the backup quarterback in case things go wrong with Dakota. What is the backup situation now?
Well, right now the Cowboys, obviously Dak's the starter, and Kellen Moore, they re-signed him to a one-year deal, paid him less than $1 million. Scott Linehan loves Kellen Moore. The Cowboys offensive coordinator thinks, you know, Kellen Moore can be a successful backup. So the Cowboys right now are going to ride with Kellen Moore. Mark Sanchez left during free agency. And so Kellen Moore, you know, was injured last year. He actually went into training camp as Romo's backup and then got injured. And that's kind of how Dak emerged and really kind of solidified himself as the Cowboys starting quarterback going forward. But right now it's Kellen Moore, and I wouldn't be surprised if they draft another developmental-type quarterback, you know, in a late round this upcoming draft and kind of have him come in as a number three and maybe compete with Kellen.
Cowboy fans across the nation mourning the loss of Mark Sanchez today as a new Chicago Bears quarterback. Drew Davidson with us here on the lowdown. Now, in seriousness, we talking about how Tony Romo was kind of the thing that were holding up the quarterback dominoes, you know, based on the looks he was getting from Houston and Denver. A lot of us think Denver is going to kind of stand with what they have. But how does Romo now being out of the mix affect guys like Colin Kaepernick and Jay Cutler and the remaining quarterbacks on the market?
Well, I think it just raises their stock even more. I think if you're looking for a quarterback, certainly the Texans are. And Romo, you know, was going to be their number one target. I mean, the most proven veteran quarterback that was going to hit the market, and now he's not going to hit the market. You know, he's on the market, but it's not available. So I think, you know, they're going to have to look hard at Jay Cutler. They're going to look hard at Colin Kaepernick. And then I think, you know, I think the Texans are really big fans of Patrick Mahomes, the Texas Tech quarterback. I would not be surprised if they maybe try and trade up or hope he slips to them in the draft. But I certainly think the Texans are now, you know, strong favorites to take a quarterback in the opening round.
Okay, hey, Drew, we're going to wrap this up. But look, this is not a football question, so I need you to clear your mind of all the football stats and information that you have.
Oh, Lord.
No, it's easy. Do you live in Fort Worth?
Yes, sir.
And you've been there since 2014?
Yes.
Okay, so tomorrow I have a separate show that we do on television, and I'm doing a segment about single places for men to visit on a vacation. And this list that I have says that Fort Worth is now the number one destination in Texas, aside from Austin. So I need to ask somebody who's in Fort Worth, is it fun, and is it fun for single men to come visit?
Oh, absolutely. I think all my buddies love it. You know, whether got a great bar scene, and I certainly think if you're going to come to the Metroplex, Fort Worth is, you'll have a better time in Fort Worth than Dallas, better barbecue, better restaurants, better bars. Great golf down here. Golf's your thing. So certainly a good play. And, of course, very, very attractive women roaming the streets down here. So,
all right.
I would not argue with that. You know, myself being a single guy, it's treated me well so far.
Awesome.
No wonder Tony Romo didn't want to leave.
That's right.
That's just what I needed to hear. Thank you so much, Drew. Appreciate it.
Drew, man, thanks for squeezing us in, man, especially last minute. We really, really appreciate it.
Hey, anytime, and I know you guys gave me a little bit of grief for the Mark Sanchez comment, but let's make it. You can make a case that there's not 32 good quarterbacks. And Mark Sanchez, you know, is about the best backup the Cowboys could have found last year.
Oh, no, yeah, I wasn't giving you grief at all. I just recall the game that he played, and, I don't think Cowboy fans are sad that he's gone. We're just praying Kellen Moore's ankle holds up. Or if anything happens to Dak, it just happens to be against an AFC team when Romo is in the booth and Jerry can just get on the bat phone and he'll, like, rip off his suit. Yeah, number nine under there. And run down to the field. Again, Drew, man, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, buddy.
Drew's like, I'm never going on that damn show again. I swear, these guys are idiots. Unbelievable. Drew Davidson of the Star Telegram. You can give him a follow at Drew Davidson on Twitter. Fun guy to always have on. Had him on a lot during the NFL season, both here on this show and on game day.